Shumos, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Hey, 4-5. The Mishnah here wants to discuss the upper limit of how much truma you can give. We already said that there is no lower limit. You could give one grain, midoraisa, and exempt your entire harvest from any more truma obligations. And we said midorabbanan, you have to give at least a 60th, and a normal person a 50th, and a generous person a 40th of the harvest. The question is, what if you want to give more than that? Is there an upper limit? So we have three sheets here. The first sheet that says, Hamarba Betruma, if one wants to give more than the 1/40th prescribed upper limit, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Echad Me'asara, you can give up to 1/10, meaning up to 10% of your harvest can be Truma, Gadola, but not more than that. He learns it out, Ketrumas Ma'aser. He says, understands the same way when it comes to Trumas Ma'aser, 1/10 of the Ma'aser can become Truma, as Trumas Ma'aser. So too, the max you can give and declare as Truma Gadola is 1/10 of your harvest. Yasser Mekan, if you try to give more than that, it doesn't work. So what that will mean is, you will, let's say for argument's sake, had 100 and you want to give 30 as Trumas Ma'aser. So we're saying here the most you can give is 10 because that's 1/10 of 100. So if you actually separate 30 and say this whole pile of 30 are Truma Gadola, so it doesn't really work. Only 10 of the 30 can be Truma Gadola. The remaining 20 are simply still regular untithed Tevel. The thing is, of the 30, you don't know which is which. And therefore, you'll need to find some other untithed produce, or it could be Maaser, and you will declare the balance, the remaining 20, as Trumas Maaser on that entire new batch of Maaser. In other words, since you have no way now to determine which are the 10 that are Truma Gadola versus the 20 that aren't, you'll have to make the whole pile into Truma and Trumas Ma'aser by bringing in another pile to allocate the Trumas Ma'aser onto those 30, the 20 of the 30. That's what the Mishnah says here. Yasser Mekan, if you declare more than 10% of it to be Truma Gadola, so then Yasena Trumas Ma'aser L'makam Acher, you'll have to appoint the remaining 20 to be, in the example I gave, to be Trumas Ma'aser from another place. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Mechtza Chulin u Mechtza Truma. Rabbi Shmuel holds you can give up to 1/2 of your entire harvest as Truma Gadola. He understands it based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says you have to give the first of your harvest. The Pasuk says, Reishis Degancha, the first of your grain. And that being the case, he understands it can't be that the first part, meaning the Truma part, can be any more than the grain part, meaning the non-Truma part. So it has to be at most 50-50. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva Amrim. Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva hold Ad Shishar Sham Chulin. They hold as long as you leave something over as non-Truma, as Chulin, then one's declaration of Truma Gadola works, however much it is. So a person can give 99.9% of his harvest as Truma Gadola, provided that he leaves some piece over as non-Truma Gadola. That would be sufficient, and that works, and that is indeed the halacha, like Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva.